Item 722, authorized temporary commercial surface parking on Oregon Department of Transportation blocks in the central east side.
I'll take this one. Commissioner Saltzman.
I found my talking points. So thank you, Mayor. At the request of the Oregon Department of Transportation and Prosper Portland, formerly the Portland Development Commission, this ordinance will grant a waiver of Title 33 zoning and the Stormwater Management Manual for three properties in the Central East Side District, which are currently owned by ODOT. These are located just east of I-5 between the Morrison and Hawthorne bridges along Water Avenue. PDC Prosper Portland is in the process of purchasing these sites, and the intent of the ordinance is to allow the site to be operated temporarily as surface parking lots to address the high demand for parking in the Central East Side District. In 2015, the council took action to address this issue via an ordinance that waived Title 33 and stormwater requirements for one of these three sites, but it is scheduled to expire on June 30th. So this emergency ordinance extends the waiver before it expires and includes the two other sites and extends it until June 30th, 2020, providing sufficient time for Prosper Portland to acquire the sites and prepare them for redevelopment while allowing some temporary surface parking to serve the district. Staff is here if the council has any questions, further questions.
Mayor, I support this. Can I make a comment?
Please, Commissioner Fish.
So I'm going to support this, and I just want to make the following comment. I've attended two forums in the last week that are relevant to this matter before us. One was a makers forum that Commissioner Udaly and I attended, and a second one was a forum with local business owners. And two themes emerged from those conversations. One is that there isn't sufficient parking in that district. So the opportunity to have interim parking on the ODOT blocks before they're developed makes a lot of sense, and that's why I strongly support this. The second issue that came up is the growing unaffordability of creative space in the Central East Side. And it's particularly acute for people who make things and small entrepreneurs who make things like bikes or furniture or whatever, chasing a dream. Mayor, paragraph 5 of this ordinance lays out the next steps, which is Prosper Portland, it reports to you, will establish a property disposition strategy, which will include, quote, high-density industrial office. I would like to put a marker down and get a commitment, Mayor, that as part of the disposition strategy, we have the makers and the creative community at the table, and I'll volunteer Commissioner Udaly and me, since we both said we would be involved, to see how we can leverage through this acquisition an opportunity to preserve long-term some affordable creative space. And there's a lot of models that PDC has been playing with, which may work. Other cities have tried. But this is a legacy development in the heart of a district where, because of the success of this district, people are being displaced at big numbers. So I wonder, can we get a commitment to have some kind of process
Absolutely.
To put the creative, yes. Affordable space into this development?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Thank you.
Good. Any further public comment on that? Do we have any public testimony?
We have one person.
Very good.
Peter Stark.
Mr. Stark, good afternoon. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, or could be afternoon. Commissioners, Mayor Wheeler, thank you very much. I'm actually here representing the Central East Side Industrial Council Board. We had a discussion about this request at the board meeting yesterday, and I'm also here representing the Transportation and Parking Advisory Committee. We support PDC's effort to both develop the blocks, and we also support extension of this ordinance to allow them to have temporary parking on the site. As you're aware, the district has grown exponentially, and we have quite a bit of growth in old warehouse buildings that do not have parking. We go from a density of maybe 30 employees to 500. I mean, it's substantial growth. So this temporary parking is to fill an infrastructure need that we lack in the district for parking structures. And we're hoping that this temporary relief will help us as we go through the growth pain of the district. So I'm here to say that the CEAC and our Transportation Parking Advisory Committee support the effort. We're also hoping to be able to work with Prosper Portland to make sure that this parking is primarily dedicated to the benefit of the employees in the district, and it doesn't become a parking that is used by, let's say, downtown or other areas. We're that desperate for use of the site.
Very good.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, also, Commissioner Fish, thank you for your comments on the makerspace. That's great.
Thank you, sir. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaley?
Well, I want to thank Commissioner Fish for volunteering me for a further discussion on this issue. You know, the changes in that area are not just due to the success of the neighborhood. It's due to zoning changes and our failure to do much to mitigate displacement or preserve or create affordable commercial spaces for makers, artists, nonprofits, et cetera, who are all being displaced from that neighborhood. So I'm looking forward to that conversation and seeing whether we can do anything about that.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Peter Stark, for your long-time leadership with the Central East Side Industrial Council. I also want to thank Brad Molson, the current president of that organization, for bringing a delegation to my office yesterday to give me a much more in-depth briefing on the parking future in Central East Side. Happy to support this now. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. At the request of Commissioner